It's the Creative Gap Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Creative Gap Podcast. I am still in my car here answering your questions. And today we have a question from Twitter. And it's from Justin J. Brunson on Twitter. Asks, how do you train yourself to work faster? Thanks for the question. And I wanted to talk about four different ways to try to get your work done faster. So the first thing is making sure that your environment is set up without distraction. So that could be a positive and a negative thing. So make sure that wherever you work, however you work, with lighting, with your screen, with your computer, all those things, is set up in a way that is non-distracting. And so that you can focus. One way to think about this is removing distractions. You could use things like rescue time to see what's distracting you. If you're on Reddit or on YouTube too much, it'll kind of track those things, and then that will allow you to try and focus your time. So look at, you know, distractions, and also setting up your workplace and environment so that you can focus on what you're doing. The second thing is batching. So batching is the process of taking something you would have normally done one at a time and kind of saving them all up so you could do them 3 or 4 or 10 at a time all at once. And what this allows you to do is kind of get you in the mindset and in the mode of doing that task, and then repeating that task over and over again so that you can get it done. So for example, I do that with email. Instead of answering email right when it comes in, I turn off all the dings and I turn off all the numbers on my email, and I set times during the day to go in and do all my email at once. And that allows me to get into email mode and just go through email and then get out. So that is batching. I also do that with podcasts. This podcast, I find questions I want to answer, things I want to talk about, and then I go into podcast mode, right, which allows me to focus, which brings us back to number one. But it allows me to get into that mode and to, you know, record all the podcasts at once. It allows me to upload all the episodes all at once, compress all the MP3s all at once. And you start getting into that batch mode and you speed up your process. So because you don't have to jump in and out of whatever mode you're trying to get into. So that's number two. Number three is tools. So some of these tools allow you to batch, right? Some of these tools allow you to focus, but there may be a tool that is specifically made to whatever you're trying to do more of. Now, if it's a creative task you're trying to speed up, sometimes that's pretty hard. What I do with creative tasks is I just set a deadline. And so set a deadline, and when the deadline's up, the creative task needs to be ready to go. And that kind of gets my mind in gear, right? So that doesn't quite sound like a tool, but a deadline is a tool to allow you to focus, right? Which brings us back to focus. So they're really all the same thing as I spell all these things out. They're all excuses to just getting it done and without distraction, because there's a certain amount of time that any task needs to take, and there's really no shortcut. There's not a shortcut to anything. It's just focusing, clearing, getting your mind and your atmosphere ready, and doing the work that you need to do. So all these things are, I think, mostly hacks to just focus and get it done. So other tools you can look at, again, other than specific software that may just solve your problem, are things like the Pomodoro technique. Pomodoro technique allows you to, or is a technique that makes you focus for 25 minutes at a time and says, listen, we're all going to get distracted. We're all going to want to do other things with our day. But the Pomodoro technique says, do this for 25 minutes straight. Whatever you're trying to do, focus on it. Write the article, design the banner, play with this new tool, or read the manual, whatever you're trying to do, right? Focus on it for 25 minutes, And then at the end of that 25 minutes, you get 5 minutes of relax time or break time where you can go do the things that your brain wanted to go be distracted by. Go watch a video, go read Reddit, go take a little break, right? And I found when I'm really on a schedule, when I really need to get something done in a fast amount of time, I use this Pomodoro technique. You can go to like tomatotimer.com or something and just use their timer. It's another tool. Other tools include, like I said, specific software that'll just do it for you. So in my world, there's 3D animation and lighting and texturing and all this stuff. And instead of, for example, having to model a tennis shoe and having to learn how to model a tennis shoe and having to, learn all this stuff and actually do that, you can kind of stand on the shoulders of giants, I guess, and use things that have been built for you before, right? So if there is a model that you're trying to make and that model already exists and you can instead trade dollars for the model done, that will actually help you work faster, right? So how can you not have to do it all yourself? What plugins, what tools allows you to do that? Now, we make plugins that do that as well. That's why we built the plugins we did for our 3D customers that allow people to light and texture and animate things without having to always start from scratch. So what plugins, what tools, what software can you surround yourself with? Computers are made to speed these things up. Any repetitive task that you find yourself doing on every project, there should be some way that your computer can help you do repetitive tasks. It's exactly what computers are made for, doing that. So the fourth thing is deciding whether you need to do it at all. Are you just being busy? Or are you focusing on the things that will make a difference for your project? This is a little bit like the last one about tools and buying something that's already made. Because you can decide, is this something that is necessary? Can I ignore this task? Or is there a more important task that would make this task unnecessary? So really think about, are you just being busy? Are you just replicating something that someone else has already made and is for sale, or that you can maybe hire out even? Maybe there's someone else that is better at what you're trying to do. So working faster, as I kind of talk through all this, to me it really means a couple main things. Is decide what you're going to do if it's important, and then the second thing is focusing on it and getting it done. So like most advice, and I've been reading a lot of books on this road trip, like most advice on all these books, it breaks down into very simple things. But simple doesn't mean easy. It just means it could be said in a couple sentences, but actually getting to where that is possible takes some time. So focus, decide if it's necessary, and then if it is, focus and get it done. However you can, with other tools, with mind tricks, and then there's hundreds of different ways to handle that. A big task you don't want to do, you can read a book called Eat That Frog, and learn about how to do these giant tasks that you need to do every day, but you don't want to do, things like that. So hopefully that was helpful. Thank you so much for the question. I really do appreciate it. And if you have a question, please hit me up on Twitter at Nick Vegas, or head on over to nickvegas.tv, and I have a button there where you can ask me a question through our audio, through a voicemail, basically. And can't wait to see more of those. We've got some in. I'm going to record some of those very soon. I appreciate those of you who are calling in, and I will see you in another pot. Wait, I'm not done yet. There is something that you haven't done today. If you made it through this far, first of all, thank you. Second of all, there is something on your to-do list today that you haven't done because you haven't been motivated, you haven't been focused enough, you haven't set the time aside, you haven't sat and focused on it and just gotten it done. So what I implore you to do is after this podcast is go to your computer, go to your desk, go to wherever you need to get this thing done, hop on the phone, whatever it is, and get it done. Take 5-10 minutes and get one of those tasks that only takes 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm guilty all the time for this stuff. But go do it, and you'll feel so much better. Check it off your list and get more stuff done. Work faster. Thank you again for listening. I'll see you in another episode real soon. Bye, everybody.